This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong police have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. Reporter Erin Hale is there.
I was in a major sort of protest hotspot in Causeway Bay, which is an important shopping district, and there was no police presence. So actually, a few hours ago, several thousand people from that protest moved several kilometers to where police were firing on protesters at a second hotspot. So that, I think all of those protesters have basically started to converge in the same area and help each other out. The protesters have dug in. They have built barricades, and they have created their own shield walls to defend themselves from riot police, who continue to fire tear gas at them. But they seem prepared to stay until late into the night.
Reporter Erin Hale in Hong Kong. President Trump continued his attacks on the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore and one of its top officials, Congressman Elijah Cummings. In recent hearings, the African-American lawmaker assailed the Trump administration's treatment of migrants at the southern border with Mexico. In a string of Twitter comments, Mr. Trump called the 68-year-old Cummings, now his 13th term in the House of Representatives, a brutal bully, and claimed that his congressional district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. Trump rebuffed criticism of his latest attack on a minority lawmaker. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney rejected the notion that Mr. Trump's attacks on Cummings were racially motivated. He also belittled Democratic lawmakers who are continuing to advance the case for impeaching the president after former special counsel Robert Mueller failed to produce any explosive new allegations against the U.S. leader at last week's congressional hearings. This is VOA News. The woman who was supposed to replace Puerto Rico's embattled governor says she doesn't want the job. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Governor Ricardo Rossello is set to step down this Friday. Puerto Rico's constitution designates the U.S. territory's Secretary of State as next in line, but that position is currently vacant. The man who used to hold it is one of more than a dozen officials who've resigned since the leak of a profane chat in which Rossello and close advisors insulted women, victims of Hurricane Maria, and others. Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez would be next up, but she's told Rossello she doesn't want to be governor. And in a Twitter post, she says she's hoping he appoints a new Secretary of State before he leaves office. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump has announced his Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, is stepping down. In a tweet Sunday, Mr. Trump said he will nominate Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe as Coats' replacement. In his tenure, which began in March 2017, Coats disagreed with Trump on a number of high-profile intelligence matters, including U.S. policy toward Russia, North Korea's nuclear weapons program, and whether Iran violated the 2015 nuclear deal that Mr. Trump later abandoned. In July of 2018, in his most public rift with Coats and the intelligence community, Trump publicly said he doubted U.S. spies' assessment that Russia had tried to interfere in the election, declaring that Putin had vigorously denied it. Coats issued a statement reiterating the conclusion that Moscow had indeed worked to sway the election results. World powers meeting to try to salvage the 2015 nuclear deal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Representatives from Europe, China, and Russia, nations that are still committed to the nuclear deal, are meeting Iran's representative in Vienna to discuss how to salvage the 2015 pact. The diplomats aim to examine issues linked to the deal's implementation after Iran surpassed stockpile and enrichment limits set out in the deal. Experts warn that higher enrichment and a growing stockpile narrow the one-year window Iran would need to have enough material to make an atomic bomb, something Iran denies it wants, but the deal prevented. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Moscow detained more than 1,300 people in a day of protest against alleged irregularities in the run-up to local elections. Officers clad in riot gear used batons against demonstrators who had gathered outside Moscow City Hall Saturday. The crackdown continued after the protesters moved to other locations in the Russian capital. The protesters were chanting slogans like "Russia without Putin." United States, European Union, and human rights groups denounced what they call the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.